Welcome to day number 10, I think. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. We are continuing on the topic of a Baal Keri, a man who has a seminal emission. The halacha is that a Baal Keri is Tameh, but also Ezra added on top of that a Takana, that a Baal Keri cannot learn Torah or Davin until he becomes Tahor, until he goes to the mikvah and purifies himself, so to say. What happened? Again, we don't paskin like Ezra, but that's what our Mishnah is assuming. What happens when the case is a little more complex than that? That is not only a Baal Keri, but something on top of that. Says the Mishnah, Zav Shira Keri. Zav is another category of someone who's Tameh, someone who's a different sort of bodily emission. So a Zav is Tameh on his own, and then he has a seminal emission. Or in Nida, a woman who is menstruating, Shapalta Shivcha Zera, who also has a seminal emission, so to say, because she had just been intimate with her spouse, right? So she's Tameh because she's a Nida. That's another category of Tumah. And also, she's a Shivcha Zera. The reverse also, she was first intimate with her spouse and therefore sees semen. And then Sharas Anida, and then she finds that she is a Nida. So in those cases, what is the halacha? So says the first opinion, Tzrich and Tevila, just like a Baal Keri needs to go to the mikvah in order to be able to learn and be able to daven, so too any of these people, a Zav, a Nida, who then also have a seminal mission. They also have to go to the mikvah in order to be able to learn, in order to be able to daven. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says they do not have to go. So what's this machlok is based upon? So the truth is these other forms of nida do not become pure in the same way that a Baal Keri does. A Baal Keri just goes to the mikvah and then that night he's tahor. But a zav or a nida, they have to go to the mikvah and then wait 7 days, right? So the question is, when Ezra instituted this takana, when Ezra said that anyone who is a Baal Keri needs to first go to the mikvah in order to learn, in order to daven, when did that apply, right? The first opinion is that he meant it in any situation, right? Even if going to the mikvah right then is not going to make you tahor, because for example, Azav, he has to wait 7 more days in order to become tahor, so going to the mikvah doesn't really do anything right now, it just starts the clock. Still, Ezra included that in the takana. You also should have to go, if you're a Baal Keri, you should also have to go to the mikvah in order to learn Torah and to daven. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Ezra only ever intended it for someone who, by going to the mikvah, that going to the mikvah actually makes you tahor. It only applies to a Baal Keri who going to the mikvah makes you tahor right then. But if you're going to go to the mikvah and you're not going to be tahor anyway for another 7 days, then you are not including that takana. You can learn, you can daven, you do not have to go to the mikvah. That is the end of Perek Gimel, and now we are switching topics. Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. I urge you to go to pause this, go listen to the introductory recording that I made for today that explains a little bit of about Zmanim in Halacha, and also take a look at the chart. So now we are getting into Zmanim for Tefillah. What does Tefillah mean? Shmona Esrei. So when is it appropriate to daven? When can we daven until? What are the halachic zmanim? Says the Mishnah, Tfilas HaShachar. So again, Tfilah means Shmona Esrei. So Shacharis, Shmona Esrei for Shacharis, Ad Chatzos, is until midday. On a perfect day, and again, we take a look at that recording in the chart, on a day that's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so that would be, Ad Chatzos would be midday, 12 p.m., noon, right? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shos, it's until the fourth hour. On a perfect day, that would be until 10 a.m. So what are they arguing over? So we know that tefillah is really keneged the karbanos, and specifically the karban tamid, right? A karban tamid was brought once every single morning, once in the afternoon, and the remainder of it was able to be burned overnight. So shacharis is keneged the one in the morning, mincha is keneged the one in the afternoon, and mariv is keneged the limbs and the pieces that were allowed to be burned the entire night. So this is really a machlokas as to when you were allowed to bring the karban. Right, the first opinion says you're allowed to bring the carbon until midday, and therefore he says that shacharis can also be until midday. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, it was only brought until the fourth hour, so too shacharis should be said until the fourth hour. We generally paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, where zman tefillah ends at the fourth hour. Tefillah samincha. What about tefillah samincha? So the first opinion is ad ariv until sunset, until night. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, ad plaga mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, again, it's a different zman, it's earlier. So what is plaga mincha mean? So there are two different types of mincha. I'll try to be brief here. There are two different types of mincha. Technically, when you're allowed to bring the karban mincha, that started about a half an hour after midday. Again, half a halachic hour. But on a perfect day, that would be around 12:30. That's when the earliest you're allowed to daven. That's why sometimes on shul, on Shabbos, this time of year, they'll daven mincha right at the beginning of mincha gedola. That's what it's called, mincha gedola. That's usually this time of year around 12:30 as well. That's the earliest time. But the truth is, they didn't really bring the korban tamid in the afternoon until mincha ketana, until 9.5 hours into the day. Mincha gedola is 6.5 hours into the day. So they wouldn't really bring the korban until 9.5 hours into the day. Plag hamincha is right in between. If you start the clock from mincha ketana, 9.5 hours into the day, and you end it by the 12th hour, right? So then mincha, plag hamincha is right in between there. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would only bring the korban right until plag hamincha. Which, by the way, if you're looking at today's manim, plag hamincha is about 3:54, right? Okay, again, it's like 10.75 of halachic hours into the day. It's the difference. It's right in between 9.5 hours and the end of the day at 12 hours. Okay, tefilas ha'arev in lakeva. Tfilas Ma'ariv has no set time, and you can daven it the entire night up until sunrise. And again, all of this is going to be based on when do you think the korban was allowed to be brought. So the mincha, I'm sorry, the all the limbs that were burned overnight were allowed to be burned the entire night, and therefore Ma'ariv is allowed to be the entire night. Vishal Musafin, what about Musaf on days that have the extra korban, right? Because special occasion, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, etc. Today, right, we have a carbon musaf. Rabbi Huda Omer, the first opinion is kolayom. You can say it the entire day. That opinion was that the carbon musaf was brought the entire day. Rabbi Huda Omer, ad sheva shaos. Rabbi Huda says, no, it had a cap until set the seventh hour into the day. On a perfect day, that's about 1 p.m. Again, because that's when the musaf, that's when it was brought until.